What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, Eventually White People Will Have to Get Rid of Hindus, aka Curry Sales. So as you guys know, that ancient nigger Trump and that dirty Jew Elon Musk are now saying that they're gonna use the H-1B visas to import all the Pajits, all the Indians into America, kind of like how they did in the UK and in Canada. Now, according to TFM, they're doing that because they need cheap labor to compete with China. But the reality of the matter, guys, is that it's much, much more sinister than that, okay? And this video, in all honesty, is probably going to be the best explanation you will ever hear why Donald Trump, the con artist, who, as far as we know, can be actually the Antichrist. You know, Islam said there's going to be 30 Antichrists before the real one comes out. So, if Trump is not the real Antichrist, he's definitely the runner-up to that Antichrist. So, let's get right into this video and talk about it. As you guys know, I grew up in a Muslim community in the 80s and 90s. We had a lot of Indian people here. Now, the truth of the matter, guys, the best and the brightest when it came to Indian people, we got those in the 80s, 90s, and even early 2000s. Okay, so the best and brightest India has, they're already here, dudes. Okay, now, one of the common denominators that almost all these Indians who came here to America in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even early 2000s had in common is that they had some white to them. They were light skinned, they had hazel eyes, sometimes they'd even have green or blue eyes, they'd have brown hair. If you look at the Pajits you're looking at today, they're short, brown, fugly, and they are ultra low IQ. See, the problem with the Pajits is that they are literally a subhuman race. They are the equivalent of the Aborigines, okay? Like TFM said, they're pretty much keeping Aborigines in a zoo in Australia, but here in America, in the West, we let these Hindus run around doing whatever the fuck they want, and eventually that's gonna lead to pretty much extermination eventually. Now, as you guys know, India has a caste system, okay? Do you guys want to know who imposed the caste system upon the Indian people? It was the Muslims. When the Muslim rule finally conquered India, they're like, what is this? What is this? These people are less than animals. They shit wherever they want. They worship cows. They take bath in cow blood and cow dung. These are not human beings. Okay? That's number one. Number two, okay? The decent Indians of Punjab, those were the ones who were descendant of Alexander the Great and his men who raped their mama fucking 2,000 years ago, or a little bit over 2,000 years ago, okay? So those are the ones who took control of India. Those are the ones who eventually came over to America, okay? So right now, what we are doing, what Trump is doing, is that he is importing the lowest Hindu caste India has to offer. They're doing that purposely and maliciously. The reason behind it, guys, you guys need to understand this and understand this really good, okay? These Hindus who have that ugly phenotype, they're short, they're brown, they're physically an inferior race of humans, okay? Again, this is why the Muslims had a caste system for the Hindu people, because they could not deal with these people who shit in the middle of the street. A fucking animal, at least an animal, would go somewhere out in the back and shed somewhere away from everybody else. And the animal, most of the time, would actually try to hide its own poop, but not the pasheets. Anywhere they feel like it, they just take a crap. Again, pasheets are not human being, okay? They are a subspecies of man. You guys gotta get that in your mind. Just like the Aborigines are a subspecies in Australia in a big old zoo, the pasheets are the same thing, except now we're letting them take over the country. Now, here is the problem. You see, at the end of the day, pasheets know they're inferior, okay? Even though, you see, the reason why Britain took over India, okay? The British only had 50,000 troops, and they took over India, a country of hundreds of millions of people, okay? You want to know why the British had an easy time taking over India, and they took over India for hundreds of years? It's because the Indian people, the Hindus, were like, maybe those white people, maybe they will breed with us, maybe they'll teach us English, maybe we eventually will be white people. But look at them now, they're still fugly as they were. Their English accent is the worst in the world. And a lot of these Indian students, and I know because I deal with them here all the time, they thought they're going to come here on the H-1B visa and they're going to be the next Elon Musk. But they end up working at 7-Eleven 70 hours a week, making $5 an hour. Why? Because they are genetically inferior. That's what they are, guys. They are inferior. Bara bing, bara boom. Mic drop, boom shakalaka, okay? No but, no if, no nothing. Hindus are genetically inferior people. Accept it. I got a flu a couple of days ago, guys. Really bad flu. My body was aching, I was coughing, I wasn't working on the food truck, I was sneezing, I couldn't sleep because I was coughing, and my body was very, very cold, even though it's Florida and it's not that cold. And now, you know, it took about 2 days for it to subside, so now my body is kind of getting a little bit over it, so I'm drinking a lot of Gatorade, staying hydrated, taking it easy on myself. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve, so it's gonna be popping for the food truck. So I'll probably go home, sleep in the next hour or two, wake up in the morning, clean the truck, shit like that. By the way, guys, just letting you know, Egyptian shawarma is becoming really popular, dudes, and it's because of two things. Our food is hella good and it's quickly done, okay? It takes me less than 5 minutes to fulfill an order because our food is literally ready. All you have to do is put it together, bada bing, bada boom. And our food is good for you to walk around with our food, okay? You know, if it wasn't for the Ukrainian people loving our food, this food truck would not be here. Because I was walking around Ukraine, I'm like, look at all these white people. You know, they love our food. Yeah, they hate fucking curry sellers and Muslim sellers, and I don't blame them. But they love our food. And I'm like, what's going on? So I did some research, and it's like Turkish food, which is our food, is so popular in Ukraine that along with Ukrainian men, the Ukrainian cuisine is actually going extinct because everybody now is eating shawarma. And I'm like, we gotta bring this concept to America. And you know, there are, you know, a lot of people, especially from New York, they know what shawarma is. So now a lot of local people who never had shawarma before, they're like, oh my god, this is the best shit ever. There are people out there who are like, hey man, I wanna start franchising Egyptian shawarma, dude. And you guys have to understand, like, our profit margins are very healthy, guys, okay? Like, all of our food, no preservatives, no artificial ingredients, everything is natural, everything is basic ingredients. There is nothing here artificial or preservative wise. So our food is delicious, it's healthy, Well, it's, you know, depending how much garlic sauce you put, you know. Healthy is a optional thing, because, you know, garlic, you know, not garlic, you know what, let me, I think I showed it to you guys before. I want to get back to the point of this video. So now I'm using a blend of olive oil and sunflower. This is what I'm using from Walmart. You can just get this shit from Walmart. It's like $10. This is enough to make like 3 32-ounce bottles of garlic sauce. And you guys probably can't see it, but it's 1 tablespoon. Hell, I can see it, you know. There's like 133 servings in this bottle. So 133 servings times 130 calories. You know, you guys do the math. That's like, what, 10,000 calories in this bottle? So, yeah, guys, if you drink this entire bottle made out of garlic sauce, yeah, you're gonna get 10,000 calories. But obviously, when we put, you know, the garlic sauce on the food, we drizzle it, so you guys don't get 10,000 calories, maybe a couple of hundred calories. But hey, if you do this like once or twice a week, you're good. And again, sunflower, virgin oil, it's good for you. So anyways, guys, going back to the point of the video, with the curry sales coming here to America, is that the curry sales, they want to impose their religion upon you. They want you to be Hindus. They want you to worship Krishna. You guys remember that video that was uploaded on MGTOW TV of some Hindu woman in the White House, you know, doing a prayer to her false Hindu god, and all the white people were like chanting along with her? Guys, if that was a Muslim reading from the Quran, there would have been civil war there, okay? I'm gonna tell you guys exactly what's happening, okay? God is making you white people find out the hard way that Islam was right. So right now, God is saying, if a Muslim, you know, reads from the Quran, you all have civil war. But if a Hindu does it, you're all supportive of them. Okay, then, you know, what do the Christians normally say? Be careful of what you wish for, because you might get it. Oh, you guys out there who wanted these curry motherfuckers? Oh, you're gonna get them, dudes. And these are gonna be your oppressive tyrants. These are the... See, here's the thing you guys need to understand. Jews are not gonna go in the middle of the street and burn, loot, murder. That's not how we roll, dudes, you know. If we wanna do that, we get a big old military and we just nuke you. Kind of like what we're doing to the Palestinians, okay? It's gonna be the Hindus who are gonna do that. In fact, somebody uploaded a video on MGTOW TV recently of Hindus in the Western world are already burning down cities, looting, killing people, and it all stems from the fact that they are physically repulsive. Everybody hates them. See, this is the worst. This is what's so bad about multiculturalism, okay? You see, if you bring Japanese people in, Japanese people, even though they're not, you know, technically white, they have white status because of their IQ, because of their etiquette. Nobody ever has problems with Asian people in general. Like, you know, I used to live in Koreatown. I never had any problem with Korean people, you know. I'm always cool with them, you know. But the Pajits, because, again, they are a subhuman race, and they're surrounded by people who are better looking than them, they get very, very... I don't want to say upset. I mean, upset is part of it, but they get very... I'm trying to find a word that perfectly illustrates what I'm talking about. But they have that inferiority complex that I'm walking around, people are judging me as a piece of shit, nobody wants to do anything with me. Let me tell you something, guys. I think I told you this in a video before. Like, when we had the food truck in downtown Jensen Beach, you know, a girl came out from the bar to kick it with me and my Sri Lankan chef, and the Sri Lankan chef, his grandfather was white British, so even though he's a little bit on the dark side himself, he has like white characteristics. So she was kicking it with us, and you know, we got an order, so we had to go into the truck, and one of my chef's friends, who's a curry seal, really nice dude, but physically repulsive. He like comes down, sits next to her, says hello. That's all he said, hello. She just gets up and leaves. Okay? So imagine Indians having that interaction in the West every day, multiple times a day. There is no such thing as, oh yeah, bro, she rejected you because your approach wasn't right, dog. You didn't run game on her, bro. No. She rejected you because you're short, brown, and fugly. End of story, mic drop, no buts, no ifs. So all these curry sales you see in the West, murdering, looting, burning, it's because they have come to the conclusion that they are inferior. That's it. That's all there is to it, guys. And it's going to get to the point where they're going to try to impose their religion upon you. When you guys saw that fucking Hindu bitch doing the prayer in the White House, yeah, that's her way of imposing Hindu on you guys. Now, here's the thing you guys need to understand about the Hindu religion. The Hindu religion, from an Islamic perspective, from a Christian perspective, from a Judaism perspective, is a polytheist or a poly... In Arabic, it's known as mushrikun. In fact, Halsey knows what I'm talking about. It's a Hebrew word too. Mushrikun means those who worship multiple gods, okay? So from a Islamic perspective, from a Christian perspective, from a Judaic perspective, you actually have the right to exterminate Hindu people. Now, I'm not saying anybody should go out there and go, you know, all coach bitch pill on the Hindus, but I'm saying if and when, and it might come to that, and I hope it doesn't, but if these Hindus start walking around town, burning shit up, trying to murder you, shit like that, from a religious perspective, you have the right to exterminate them. See, this is what you guys need to understand about Islam. Islam says you have the right to fight the enemies of God until one of two things happen. Either A, they're exterminated, or B, they surrender. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys, okay? Because Hindus are the enemies of God, this is why they're so fucking ugly, dudes. Like, all the prophets from Abraham to Muhammad, they were all hot. These were not fucking curry sales. These were not ugly motherfuckers. They were not average human beings. These were guys who were above average in looks. Like Prophet Joseph probably was the hottest person in all of Egypt, you know? So what does that tell you, dude? Okay? God likes hot men. Okay, because being a hot dude is the greatest gift God can give you. Okay, how many Indians out there are making $250,000 a year, yet no woman even wants to look at them or even go out with them or even talk to them? It's why. It's because they're ugly. That's all there is to it, guys. They are ugly. There is no other reason, guys. There is no other reason for Indians to get rejected from Western society other than they're fugly. And I told you guys, when I was in Lviv, Ukraine last year, there was this Pooja. This bitch stunk so bad. Like, so fucking bad, dude. Like, half the gym was empty because she stunk really bad. And the Ukrainians, they were too kind. They didn't even tell her, hey, bitch, get the fuck out of our gym. Bitch, your pussy stinks, you know. With me, I don't put up with Hindus, dudes, you know. I'd be like, hey, Pooja, get the fuck out of here, ho. Your pussy stinks. And that's the thing you guys need to understand about Hindus. They know they stink. They know they're inferior. But yet, they're going to impose themselves on you. Heck, whenever I release a couple of videos exposing the Hindus, they even try to, like, threaten me. It's like, bruh, you're short, brown and fugly, dude. You threatening me is like a homeless person going to a Bugatti dealership and asking to drive a Bugatti. Like, look, I appreciate you as a Hindu being confident. I really appreciate you being confident, but your confidence does not match reality. Again, if you're a poor homeless person who just took a shit in the middle of the street like most Hindus do, and you go into a Bugatti dealership, you'll be like, hey man, let me take that Bugatti out for a spin. Yeah, you're gonna get laughed at, dude, okay? So Hindus, like TFM said, okay, Indians are the most Indians are the most confident people in the world. And I made a video about that telling you, because Indians are such an ugly, inferior people that the only way they can feel good about themselves is to flip it around. You know, they're like, you know, what am I gonna do? Am I gonna do the honorable thing and off myself? Which, quite frankly, is what the Hindus should do. They really should off themselves, you know. So what they do is, their cope is, well, I'm just gonna impose my superior culture on these white people, you know. They don't know how great it is to just walk around and take a shit wherever you are. They don't know how good it is to drink cow urine. They don't know how great it is to take a shower in fucking cow dung. You know, they're missing out, motherfuckers. I gotta civilize these niggers, you know. That's really what's going through the mind of the curry sales, you know. So you guys out there gotta understand that, first of all, God hates Hindus. That's why they're a subhuman, fugly race, okay? That's number one. Number two, the smart curry sales, we already got them here in America, okay? They're already here. Ain't no smart curry sales left in India, okay? They're all here in America. Because trust and believe, the curry sales who had some white in them, they are like, fuck these niggers. You guys look at Yogi Ops. As much as we talk shit about Yogi Ops, you know, he probably had some white in him, you know. What did Yogi Ops do? He married himself a white girl. He became Christian. He went to, like, one of the whitest countries in the world. And he totally deleted his social media. And that was actually the smart thing to do. So, at the end of the day, guys, all the Indian people who had any sort of whiteness in them, they all disenfranchised themselves from the Hindus, okay? So all we have now in India is the bottom of the bottom. Elon Musk and that nigger Donald Trump, they want to bring these people here because these are the people who are going to oppress you. These are the people who are going to terrorize you. Again, Jews are not going to go down in the street and riot and loot and rape and murder. They're not gonna do that, dudes. I mean, if we're gonna do that, we're gonna do that with the military, you know, while eating chicken wings and flying a fucking drone, okay? But that's gonna be the job of the Pajits, okay? Coincidentally, this is why Donald Trump wants to get rid of the Mexicans, because the Mexicans would be like, we're gonna fuck these niggers up. Guys, I've been to Latin America. They hate Indians in Latin America, dudes. And I'm not talking about fucking Yogi Ops Indian. I'm talking about indigenous people Indian. I told you guys, when I was in San Cristobal a couple of years ago, you know, I saw a police car or a police truck outside one of my favorite bars in San Cristobal. I'm like, what happened here? They're like, we just whooped the ass of an Indian because he was talking shit. And I'm like, damn, from India? They're like, oh, no. He's one of the indigenous people. And indigenous people kind of look Indian, too. So what does that tell you guys, okay? Even Latin American people hate Indians, okay? I know some of you guys out there are like, oh, man, I'm white. If I go to Latin America, they're going to kill me. They're going to murder me. Look, dude, like, fucking, I think it's either Uruguay or Paraguay. Like, one of them, they have like almost 90% white population, dudes. Like, there are Latin American countries that have more white people than fucking America does, okay? So what does that tell you? I don't know why you guys are so anti-America. Okay, I get it, okay? You don't want to live in Cartagena because there's a lot of niggers in Cartagena. There's a lot of Morenos, aka brown people in Cartagena. I get it. I've been there, okay? But there are places in Latin America, like Poblado, it's all white people. You know, there's white Colombians, you know, okay? Not all Colombians are Morenos and niggers, okay? again, there is, like, Argentina. They're pretty much all white. I don't know what their percentage is. Uruguay is like 88% white. Okay, guys? So at the end of the day, you guys don't want to discount Latin America. So I'm going to tell you exactly what this ancient President Donald Trump is going to do. He's going to flood America with the Pajits. Okay? You guys got to understand, Trump is a hardcore Zionist, okay? I mean, Trump hasn't even taken power yet, and he has already lied about everything he said. He's now gonna be bringing in fucking Indians. He put women and feminists and fucking Jews in charge of everything. He hasn't even taken power yet, and he already lost all the goodwill he was promising the American people. You know, I thought that Trump, the first 100 days, that Trump was going to end the Ukrainian war. He was going to deport some baddies, maybe put a stop on immigration, make the economy get a little bit better. And then he's going to take us to war with the Jews and the Arabs by summertime. But now, because Donald Trump has lost all goodwill with the American people, and he's fast-tracking in Hindus, he's like, listen, if a Hindu even goes to school, I want him here in America. It's like my nigger. These people cheat. That's all they do. They cheat. Like, guys, I deal with Indians all the time. In fact, I actually had to stop doing DoorDash and Uber because of Indians, you know. We have a lot of H-1B visas Indians who come here. And again, they think they're going to be the next Elon Musk, but they end up working at 7-Eleven for $5 an hour, 70 hours a week. And then they see me with a food truck, beautiful white woman coming to my food truck. So what they do is they go on Uber, they go on DoorDash, and they purposely and maliciously leave us bad reviews. If you guys go to Uber, DoorDash, and you type in Egyptian shawarma in Jensen Beach, you know, J-E-N-S-E-N Beach, you know, Jensen Beach, you will see that our rating on both DoorDash and Uber is like 3 point something. That, you know, 3 point something, that's like your food killed me. I found a fucking toenail or a cockroach in your food. But yet, that's what we have in Uber and DoorDash. But if you type in Egyptian shawarma on Google, our rating is like 4.5. So our rating with people coming out to our truck is vastly higher than the people on Uber and DoorDash. And again, that's because of the Indians who order from Uber and DoorDash. And I know they're fucking Indians. When I see a name like Raj, I know you're a fucking Indian, dude. You know, so I haven't done DoorDash and Uber in several weeks. And quite frankly, I'm thinking of calling them up and saying, hey, man, take back your tablets, dude. I don't want to, you know, I'd rather do... Because here's the thing, dude. Here's the thing. Like, we take this truck to bars and kava bars where beautiful white women go, okay? See, Indians, they don't go where beautiful white women go, okay? And the reason why they don't go where a beautiful white woman goes, especially in a small town like this, is that they can't slip a little something in her drink, okay? And also at the same time, they know they're gonna get rejected. Because here's the deal, dude. This is a very small town, okay? Like, when I take my food truck around, everybody knows Egyptian shawarma. Like, I go across Martin County. You know, Martin County, I don't know, it's like 15 miles wide, something like that. Like, from fucking Hope Sound all the way to Port St. Lucie, you know, they see this truck going all over the place. Everybody knows Egyptian shawarma. Police know me. Fire department knows me. Everybody, every motherfucker knows me, right? So, and it, all the good news is good news. Good food, fast food, cheap food, healthy food. They love us, dudes, okay? So, in a small town like this, you know, good word can make you, bad word can kill you. So if you're a fucking curry sale and you go to a pub and you hit on a white woman, trust and believe, some white dude, some black dude is gonna knock you the fuck out, dog. Okay? So Indians are not gonna risk it. And again, a lot of these Indian guys out there, guys, you white people never had this problem before. So, and you guys gotta understand things from a Hindu perspective, okay, guys? You gotta understand this and understand this really fucking good, okay? With the Hindus getting that rejection over and over, waking up every morning, seeing that you're 5'2", 5'4", seeing that you have the ugliest phenotype on the planet, seeing that your skin is fucking brown, it's not even glossy, you know? At least black people have skin that shines, you know? So everything physically wrong and bad found in humanity is actually found in the Hindu people. So they know that they're getting rejected for work, that they're getting rejected for dating, they're getting rejected by society simply based off of looks alone. Now add to the fact that they are low IQ, like dumber than black people. Like, let me tell you something. There are some smart Africans here in America. But when it comes to the Hindus, there is no smart Hindus. Doesn't exist. No such thing as smart Hindus, you know? And any smart Hindus, we had, the West took them a long time ago. So you got these people who are losing out on life because they're fugly, because they're low IQ. Imagine you're a 20-year-old Indian and you come to the realization that your life is effectively over. I mean, no girl wants you. Even your own woman don't fucking want you. You're working at fucking Quickie Mart, $5 an hour, 70 hours a week. You live in an apartment with 25 other fucking Indians. Dude, what type of life is that? Like, the honorable thing, honestly, guys, the honorable thing would be if, you know, if God took the life of the curry cells, that would be the honorable thing. Honestly, guys, I mean, I can't imagine living that type of life where people are walking around me saying, "Ooh, this guy's fucking ugly. This guy's fucking low IQ. Oh my God." Like I said, guys, you know, like, just a couple of months ago, you know, hot white girl sitting outside the truck, you know, chilling while me and Abdullah make an order. And again, you know, our curry friend, who again is a nice dude, by the way, just short, brown and ugly, sits down next to her. Hello. She gets up, you know, you know, and she leaves. What are you going to do? What are you going to say? Are you going to say, "Oh yeah, bro, it's because you approached her wrong, dog. You should have, like, said hello at a 32 degree angle, not a 33 and a half angle, you know?" No. She rejected you purely off of looks, dude. Just the fact that you came out of your mother's womb, that's why you got rejected, dude. Like, honestly, Hindus have lost the game of life before they were even born. That's a fact. That's not even a personal opinion, dude. And again, God hates Hindus because they worship cows, you know? What happened with the Jews who worshiped the golden cow, right? They got lost in the wilderness for 40 years. Now you got these people who bathe in cow. Oh my God, I don't want to even talk about it. I just ate. I don't want to throw up, man. So this inferiority complex that the Hindus people have, guys, is so deep. It is so deep that it's eating them up on the inside. It's, you know, when I was in Ukraine, guys, when I was in Ukraine, I was like the darkest person in Ukraine, especially when I went to Chernihiv. I was the darkest motherfucker in Chernihiv. And the thing is, guys, when I stay out of the sun, because I was in Latvia before Ukraine, so I lost a lot of my tanness, you know. So when I was in Ukraine and I was walking around, a lot of people, you know, they thought I was Italian, which actually is rather true because I am part Italian. When I was in Ukraine, you know, I'm 6'3". You know, I may not be Chad, but I definitely am better looking than Coach Pitchpill. So I'm not walking around thinking somebody is saying, "Oh, look at this nigger. Look at this filthy, filthy Ahmed. Look at this nigger." No, nobody's saying that about me, you know? So with the Pajits, That's exactly what they're saying about you. You know, I heard in Canada, they have a town called Brown Town because it's all fucking Pajits. Now, I heard that the Canadian dream is to leave Canada and never, ever see another brown Indian person again. And again, for those of you guys out there who don't want to see fucking Pajits, go to Latin America, okay? Because I am telling you guys, okay, in Latin America, if Pajits did any of the shit they do here in America, like drugging women, raping women, burning down the city, rape, murder, all that nice stuff, they're gonna get murked in Latin America, and quite frankly, rightfully so, if you ask me. So, at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand that Trump has ruined America. That's it. Trump has ruined us, okay, guys? Your best bet now is to get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or, in the case of Coach Bitchpill, traps and Thai ladyboys. Alright, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.